last semester, a girl in one of my classes zoomed in from horseback riding, and I don't really know what her plan was, but she was literally like riding a horse while in class. And I was like, I don't really know if you're paying attention to that.
This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this podcast. This week, Samantha Warden, a Butler University student and Field Atlas Ambassador, sits down with Kayla Chittister at Agrinovis to talk all things Butler, being an ambassador, and how her career ambitions have changed. Here's the interview.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Start by telling us a little bit about yourself from, you know, high school to today.
So I'm from just outside of the Madison area in Wisconsin, so a bit of a drive from here. I'm the youngest of three daughters in a family of five. All throughout high school, I just always had a love for animals and a love for the outdoors. So I feel like that really set my hobbies and my passions throughout high school and all that. And then I also really loved to do photography just for fun on the side. So I took a photography class in high school. So that was really cool. Just moving towards college, you think I would have translated my passions and interests to my major, but I didn't, and tried to pursue the healthcare field because that's what my family had done. So like I was trying to follow in the footsteps of my sisters and my mom, who are all part of the healthcare field. So I just felt like that's what I should have done. Eventually I switched my major, so don't worry. Butler has just been amazing to me, and I feel like I've grown a lot as a person there and found great people and great resources to be able to use in my future, and everyone being so supportive. And I feel like I'm really a part of a community, and I feel like I've kept a lot of those same passions and interests that really make me who I am throughout college. So I'm really glad that I was able to pursue those.
Interest in healthcare to start. And now what is the degree path that you are on at Butler?
Yeah, so my sophomore year, I switched from health sciences to be a double major in biology and environmental studies.
What prompted you to make that decision?
In the middle of my sophomore year, it was right before we were going to schedule classes for the spring. So I literally made it like the last minute decision. My sister came and visited me, and we were talking about future stuff and careers and what I wanted to do and whatnot. She could just tell that I was not passionate about pursuing the healthcare field. She's like, I know you love to help people and that's why you joined the field, but like, I can tell that that's not your passion. And I was like, yeah, you're kind of right. I was kind of doing it for like job security and money, which is just like not who I am anymore. So like, she really prompted the switch, and then I just like researched it. And within like the end of that week, I had already contacted new advisors and like put out the paperwork. It just like all happened really quick. So I think I knew in the back of my head that that's what I needed to do.
That's awesome. It's always exciting and exhilarating, I think, when you can make that decision and have a plan going from there. From Wisconsin, what made you choose Butler in the middle of Indianapolis, Indiana?
I originally was first looking at schools that were smaller because I wanted that small campus feel, because so many people say like, why didn't you go to UW-Madison? I was like, it's just way too big for me. And also don't want to be like 15 minutes from home. So that's something as well. So I wanted to get a little distance from home, but not too far. And then I was also looking at schools that had a physician assistant program, because that's the healthcare field that I was looking into. And Butler does have one of those. But when I toured Butler versus the other schools that I toured, I just knew as soon as I set foot on campus that this is where I was going to go. It was just kind of one of those gut feelings that I had. And then everyone that I talked to on the tour and then like my intro days just like reaffirmed that, because they're also supportive and welcoming. And then they also had a wide degree of programs, which somehow I feel like I knew in the back of my head that I wasn't going to stick with the health sciences degree, because I knew that that was something that interested me. And I'm just really glad that I was able to stay at Butler, even though I switched my major, that they still had the things that I wanted.
Kind of in the vein of your major and switching things up, you became a Field Atlas Ambassador this semester. What about the role interested you, and what have you learned so far?
So I went to an info session last fall from the previous Butler ambassador, and she's the one that introduced Field Atlas and the ag bioscience sector to me, because I hadn't heard of either of those things before. And just from her presentation, just like the general information she got me, I was just so intrigued from the start. So I did a little bit more research on your guys' website and applied. And what really interested me was the variety that it offers. Like, it's not just biologists or just farmers. Like, it's such a variety of different allied fields that occur within this program. And I think many people don't realize just how many different types of careers there are that link back to agriculture, biology, science, and technology. So just learning about all these allied fields is, I feel like, has been one of the key things that I've taken away from this. And then I'm able to share that with so many other people that might not be aware of it, just like I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah. Has that been kind of a common reaction from a school like Butler that maybe doesn't have traditional agriculture programs, but does have several programs that feed into that allied system that the ag bioscience industry encompasses?
I think so. And it's honestly sometimes makes it just a little bit harder because I feel like people hear ag bioscience and because like agriculture is the first word that comes with it, some people like turn away from the start just because they know they might want to, they don't want to work in specifically like traditional what they think of as being an agriculture type of job. But I think as soon as I start explaining to them and showing them the website and showing them all the allied fields, like it makes them so much more interested and it's a lot easier.
As you personally have kind of looked at the different career paths that might fit with interests that you have through the platform, what have you found that feels like a good aligned fit for you? Maybe something different than you expected?
Yeah, so a couple of them like struck me either because they were just like, I hadn't thought about them. So they surprised me a little bit, or also I just didn't know the like specific scientific title of what that job was going to be. So first, a couple that jumped out at me right away was climate change analyst, just because that's something that I'm passionate about. And just looking into like how much I could use like both my science and my environmental studies background, just a way to like combine those two, just to bring them together. And then horticulturist, just because I have a passion for food as well. And then a couple that just like intrigued me a little bit. I don't know if I'd actually pursue, but I saw like flavor technologist and food science technician and stuff like that. So just things like that, that I wouldn't even ever think of catch my interest and be like, wow, that's like an actual possibility of something I could do, because like I kind of went on the right path to be able to do that. So just seeing all the different variety again, like I mentioned, like it was just crazy to see and really interesting.
How would a platform like Field Atlas have helped you as a high school senior as you were trying to navigate your education path?
It would have helped me so much. I think it would have helped me realize that I did not need to pursue a career just because what I thought it would have with money and job security. And it would have just opened my eyes a little bit to being able to see the different options that I could have had in sustainability and conservation and food and all that, because I feel like those were interests that I had. I just didn't think that I could turn them into a career. And I feel like Field Atlas would have really showed me that I can turn it into a career. And honestly, it would have been helpful just to have it like my sophomore year of college when I was going through that major switch. Like it would have been helpful for that as well, in addition to like my high school senior year, just to show me what I could be doing with the rest of my life that did align with my passions and interests.
When you're having conversations on campus, you're saying, you know, there are students that are surprised by the opportunities that the ag bioscience industry offers. Are they exploring the platform? Are they getting a sense for the different jobs that, I mean, they maybe didn't even know existed?
Yeah, I think many of them had at least never heard the term ag bioscience. So that was a completely new thing for them to hear, which is exciting to tell them. And then hopefully they can go on and use that elsewhere. Some of them, depending on where fields they were studying, had heard of some of the career opportunities, but they just like didn't think of it as this part of this whole sector of ag bioscience. So then I think that just allowed them to live in a new light. Kind of like I said, like many of them wish that they could have heard about this sooner, because like me being a senior, I like talked to a decent amount of other seniors. So like they wish they would have heard about it a little sooner, but they're also like really excited to see the stuff going on in this field, because I think they all find it really inspiring just because of the work that they're doing.
So the $1 million question: life after Butler, what do those aspirations look like? What would you like to do out of college?
I think I would definitely just want to keep my passions and my interests at the heart of what I'm doing, just because that'll make me want to go to work. That'll make me want to make a difference. And like, that's what I want to do in this world. So right now I'm currently in the job hunt, which is a little bit tough, but I'm pushing through just with the pandemic and everything. But I'm mainly looking into careers that focus on food sustainability and local food systems and growing. So whether that be on like the actual side of production of food, or just more working with the people that are doing the growing and connecting them to the communities. But whatever I do, I'm really trying to narrow it down so that I believe what the company's doing and everything. And I want to make a difference in the community where I am. And I feel like the Field Atlas Ambassador Program has really provided with me with so many helpful skills that I can bring into the field, just with like talking with people, whether that be in presentations or over email, just like the little and big things that I can really move forward and use in my life after Butler.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me again.
And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. You can find more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space by visiting the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.